Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was with Diana Hong, and it was about K-pop.
Oh.
Korean pop music. Mm-hmm. She is of Korean ancestry. Mm-hmm. Her parents, immigrants. She went to Korea a lot as a teen, and all of her cousins, none of them wanted to learn. She was sent there by her parents to get better at Korean.
Oh, okay.
And all of her cousins in Korea were like, help us get better at our English.
Right.
So she had to listen to K-pop to try to practice her Korean, and which she says is terrible now. But I bet you she was immersed. It would be fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure she could get by. But she did say that she will occasionally, if she goes to a Korean restaurant, she'll be like, no, I'm Chinese, to the Koreans that are serving her.
Because she doesn't want to have to deal with, why is your Korean so bad?
Right. And at one point, you could tell, she went, you know, I just want to feel something. And I was like, what's happening? Are you cutting? Because this is a bit, and
that's not a cry for help, is it?
It felt like a little bit of a cry for help. And she said, as does Korean pop music, felt like a little bit of a cry for help.
Do they also want to feel something?
Yeah, they totally want to feel something. And by everybody's second album, she said, is super emo.
Oh.
The first one is just like, yeah, we're cute. And then the second album is, why are adults so stressed? And very funny. So it was kind of great. I had the next episode make a playlist. I did not have Diana Hong make a playlist.
Oh, you should ask for a playlist and add it to your social media.
I will definitely do just that because it was fascinating.
Yeah.
And super fun. And she recommended a Korean dish that I need to try called Jangjimong. And I'm saying it wrong, of course.
I've seen some videos from K-pop stars. Like, they have, like, K-pop boy bands.
Yeah.
And it's what's funny about it is, or funny to me, I guess, is that they, there's always, they have the types, right?
She talked about that, that everyone has a role.
Yeah. There's a specific five.
The five,
mm-hmm.
And she said that there was a band she really liked in the mid '90s or early '90s called God G-O-D, and one called Hot H-O-T, and they were both acronyms. And the God one, I can't even remember what it was, but it was. She said it was the best.
Put those together, Hot God,
Hot God, and but she said that there's always the youngest one. That's a role.
Mm-hmm.
The leader, that's a role. Mm-hmm. The American, that's a role.
Oh, interesting.
The lead singer, that's a role.
Hmm.
And the dancer, that's a role.
Oh, okay.
So the young one and the dancer don't have to be able to sing.
Right. Because that's not their job.
Because one of them's super pretty and the other one can dance. That's what she told me.
All right.
It was fascinating.
That is fascinating.